Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome nationally syndicated radio host and best-selling author, Dave Ramsey.
Thank you. All right. I'm telling you, this lesson is a lot of fun because this is the dream of most Americans, the great American dream. And the sad thing is, if you do it wrong, it can and has for many families become the great American nightmare. Real estate. And the one thing that you buy that is more expensive than real estate, the mortgage on the real estate. Learning to buy a piece of real estate and sell a piece of real estate as your home or as an investment is a key to your financial peace. Because if you do a whole bunch of these other things wrong and you make massive real estate mistakes, you start impulsing or purchasing the wrong kinds of property because you didn't have the know-how. Man, when you start doing real estate, I mean, stupid has zeros on the end, doesn't it? You can really mess this thing up. And having owned over 1,000 pieces of real estate, over 1,500 pieces of real estate in my life, I used to buy and sell for a living, and I grew up in the real estate business. My parents were realtors as I was a child. I have watched this business and watched how it works and what works from the inside out to where, with me, it's almost common sense. But a lot of us violate a lot of common sense. And so I want to walk us through this subject that is so important, mainly because it's so expensive. Let's look at real estate and mortgages. Be ready to write in your workbooks as we give you the answers here on the screen as usual. Number one, when selling a home, you need to think like a retailer. Let's talk about selling. Okay, we put our home up for sale a few years ago. Our children were little. I had a toddler and a couple of little grade schoolers, and they didn't understand because I grew up in the business, and I know that when you put your home up for sale, it is no longer your home. It is now a model home. You are not allowed to live here. At least we better not see any signs that you live here. No little greasy fingerprints. They're not cute. They're messy, it's a nightmare, and these people that are looking at your house can't overlook it. You have to think and walk through there and take your glasses off and put a buyer's glasses on and look at your house through their eyes. You have to think like a retailer. Walk into that room and go, junkie, junkie, junkie. We got to clean this thing up, okay? Walk into that garage and go, get out here, clean this thing up. Get all the kids, family project, throw about 90% of that out. You're going to when you move anyway. So you might as well get it ready and not let it affect the marketing. Think like it's a new model home in a subdivision. Well, it's not. Well, let me tell you, that's what the other person down the street with that other for sale sign said. And when they looked at it and come look at yours and it's sparkly clean and requires no imagination, they don't have to imagine that the cobwebs aren't there. They don't have to imagine that the carpet color was different. They don't have to imagine anything, right? They can see themselves living in this house without having to imagine anything. They're going to buy your house. So you have to think like a retailer when you're selling. The home needs to be in near perfect condition. How many times as a realtor have I tried to show a property and it says painting and carpet allowance? What that means is the place is a trash hole. It's awful, it's ugly, and you're going to hold your nose while you walk through it and cover your eyes, and you really have to have been in construction to visualize what this thing would look like when you fix it with the allowance they gave you. Okay, what that meant was people too lazy or too broke to fix up the house. And it's not that hard and it's not that expensive. It's not that big a deal. But you've got to get this thing ready to sell. We're talking little bitty things and a bunch of elbow grease will cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Because think about it. A lot of people's house payment is $1,000. If it sits there 2 extra months because you didn't clean up the kitchen, that's a couple of $1,000 cleanup job. Because you paid 2 payments you wouldn't have paid otherwise. So this is an expensive process to make mistakes in. Get this home ready to sell. Do the paint. Do the lawn care. Do the wallpaper. Do the little stuff that doesn't cost a lot of money, but that is elbow grease. that is 90% labor, and let's get this thing spick and span. I mean, get out there, edge the sidewalk, make everything, stand back, look at the bushes, look at the landscaping. One of the most important things you can keep in mind is that curb appeal really, really does matter. If you think like a retailer, the return on investment of fix-up dollars is enormous, and curb appeal is a preparation and attention to detail on the curb. Curb appeal meaning, if you stand at the curb, is this home appealing? Let me tell you how much that matters. When realtors do statistical surveys and analysis of where the buyers come from, 60% of the buyers come from the recognition of the realtor's company and from the yard sign. Now, the yard sign did not make the sale. The yard sign told them it was for sale. They turned and looked and liked what they saw. So you need to go stand in the street, look at your house, and go, "Ew, you're going to have to cut some bushes." You know? You got to cut these big old, these things were put in 15 years ago. They are the bagworm bushes that ate the house. You know what I mean? They're on the side of the house. They're all over the place. I bought a home one time for renovation, big old long ranch house, and had these 25 and 35 year old shrubs all across the front. And these were not nice trees, okay? These were trash trees that had kept growing way too long. Okay, big old ugly bushes. And I came in with the landscaper. I said, "Okay, first thing is get a chipper and a chainsaw and just take it all out and let's start again." I drove up to the house I had bought a couple of days later to check on the work, and I drove past it. There was a pile of trees in the front yard ready for chipping the size of the house, and the house visually had grown 14 feet because those bushes were overshadowing it, and visually it looked like this little bitty dinky home out in the woods. And when we mowed all that down, there was this nice, big, beautiful, long home back there behind that garbage. So the right kind of visual approach with your landscaping, and then keep in mind, when they're walking up the sidewalk, what are they seeing? Okay, hey, look, isn't it weed? Problem, weed. See, that's a first impression. It's like a job interview. You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. When they walk up and stand on your front door while the realtor's getting the key out of the little lockbox, what are they doing? They're looking, they're spending more time, many times, on that front porch getting ready to go in than they do in one entire room as they walk through the home sometimes. And so if you've got a cobweb in the corner of the front porch, the front door is peeling and needs paint, it's got handprints all over it, well, guess what? You just blew your first impression. You've got to have all that stuff perfect and ready. Think as a presentation. This is a marketing presentation when you're putting this home on the market. Now, you may not have a home on the market right now or may not be ready to, but someday you will, and you be sure you get this lesson back out and go through it because you'll learn something. When selling your home, statistical research has found that the best realtors helping you sell the home are worth more than they cost unless you are a seasoned pro. Now, for instance, in an area where the realtor charges 6% on a $100,000 home, that's a $6,000 commission. So you want to put a for sale by owner sign in the front yard and save the realtor's fees. Now, I'm big on saving money, and I'm big on not paying for something that doesn't justify itself. So I'm huge as a consumer advocate on that. But what we in the real estate business have found over the years, and I don't sell real estate for a living now, so it's okay if it was different, I would tell you, all right, that for sale by owner sign says something to a buyer. Now, think like a buyer for a minute. If you're going to walk up and try to buy from that for sale by owner, one thing that's running through your mind is, I'll get this cheaper because they don't have to pay a... Now, you can't both save the same realtor's fee. Okay? I can't sell you the house for $100 and you save the realtor's fee and buy it for $94. And so what ends up happening is we both negotiate through and the buyer ends up getting part of the realtor's fee. And so what happens is, you know, maybe $3,000 of the $6,000 I end up giving away because of a FSBO and because I'm negotiating face to face with you without a third party intermediary between, which is always a much stronger negotiating position to have someone else that can good guy, bad guy a little bit back and forth and keep this thing rolling, right? Now, that and also people who sell four houses or five houses or seven houses in their lifetime tend to make mistakes. The people that sell 30 and 40 and 50 houses a year don't make in the transaction process, in the negotiating of the contract. Actual mistakes in what the real value of the house is, what points are, how to do all of these different things with the closing attorney, what to expect when you get to the table so there are no surprises. A realtor brings all these things to the table, and by the time you really don't save the whole commission, the realtor sells the house faster because they have access to marketing tools that the public does not have access to, like the MLS, the multiple listing service. By the time they sell it faster, more likely to sell it and make fewer mistakes and don't have to negotiate away part of that commission, you end up actually making more on a good quality realtor than they cost you. So I recommend you get an excellent realtor.